Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 36 of my podcast, Diary of a Stoned Asthmatic. If you're joining me for the first time, my name is Christina, with a C-H and not a K. If you are a long-time listener, how are you? Happy New Year. However, everything that is just that, like, honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you, like, I'm gonna keep it a but. I actually do not 100% feel like being here. It's like a lot older me to be here. If you're a long time listener, what the fuck is up? And I don't know if you could probably hear it in my tone already. Like, you're probably a little drone, and it's more than just being high, of course, right? But the reason why I pause and giggle a little bit is because anytime I start out, hello, hello, hello. So I got a little excited, right? Because at the core, we love to be here. At the core, we absolutely love to be here. Again, if you're joining me for the first time, welcome to my space. I really am sorry if this episode is actually your first episode, because it's actually going to, I'll give a heads up too for if anybody's like, if you're looking for something a bit more structured as the past couple have been, this is definitely not that. This is gonna give kind of filler vibes, solely because I don't know, I did say today that I needed to journal, but what I also realized today, because I do like journaling, I'm not gonna lie, I do like journaling, but I really have to be in a mood to journal, because like it's be a lot of thoughts and has a lot of writing though. That's a lot of writing, and I think that's why I really probably gravitated more to doing the podcast, because like I just have so much thoughts, so many thoughts so quickly, and like at a speed at which like if I had to write that, like I can't write as fast as I would like to. I can't get hold of words fast enough to be writing in a way. I studied that today, so because again with you see, I mean, I really felt like I really should have journaled today to get a hold of this feeling, but I just felt like I really didn't have the energy to do that. So that was also a part of what really jump started the fire underneath me to do today's episode. It's also the fact that, with respect to me doing it at this time, which is actually officially the last day of the year. Like, it's the last day of 2023. And I was like, nah, boy. I said, nah, boy. I can't let you. I said, good God, Christina, boy. I said, no, you can't let the last 2 months of the year go. You can't let the year go long and not at least tap here. I do feel tonight's episode might not necessarily be long, because like I had said before, it's not necessarily structured. I really came here, it's not an event, but just like, again, it's Diary of a Stoned Asthmatic. Did it say it's episode 36? I hope I said that. This is episode, if I didn't, it is episode 36. And we're progressing really well, but today specifically, like I said, it's gonna give kind of filler vibes, because I really just need to release, man. Today's a day where we, it's like an audio journal, essentially. Today's gonna be a pretty vulnerable, emotional day, to a certain extent, of course, but nah, like. And because this is so funny, I found it so funny. Now, I said this before, like, because, like, I don't know, honestly, I feel like, I was going to say, I feel like 50 Cent. And again, I listened to that song, many men, and I listened to it from the beginning. So I just listened to it from the time the man hyping that one in the car. Are you ready, my nigga? Yeah. Anyway, the point is, I was going to say that I took, like, 3 gunshots this week. Not literally, no, like, not to panic, like, I know, I didn't literally take 3 gunshots, but it just mean like 3 situations happened this week, like back to back, though, like that really kicked me off my feet. Like, nah, I would say I just not want to really break, right? Like, I would bend, I would bend, I would bend. You remember them flexi rulers in school when you used to really try to break them? Like, I want to really be a flexi ruler, dog, but like, nah, I really almost caveat that into some wild shit. But no, I honestly, that's not today, and I'm way too depressed to think about any sexual shit right now. That's the god honest truth, but no, these past 2 days really fucking break me down. Yo, these past 2 days have, honestly, I would not say that they were the hardest days in my life, but these have been the past 4 days, but these have been the hardest days of my year. For sure. These have been the hardest days. Have they? I don't know, man. I took a heartbreak this year that fucked me up, yeah. I don't know, boy. Boy, 2022 is a hard year, boy. You know what I tell you? Because I said when I come here, I might do like a little, you know, like a little wrapped, like a little audio wrap. The app in itself, though, Anchor gave me a little wrapped for the different episodes and interactions and stuff. I know, honestly, respect to fucking y'all, dog. Big man team, respect to y'all. Yes, sir. Good night, killer. That's me. So we can get into that, but that's me telling Alex good night. And he listening back to me. That's me telling Alex good night, because he can sleep, right? But no, on a serious note, back to more serious things, right? At the end of the day, this podcast would not be what it is without y'all. And I appreciate each and every single one of you for your support, regardless of how it comes. If it's a one-off, if it's a continuous listen, if it is a, you know, on a reference, whatever way and whatever reason or whatever source brought you here, I really want to say thank you. It's been another year. Sorry, tell me what I was talking to. Sorry. it's been, let's congratulate ourselves for making it another year. We're going into 6 years of doing this podcast. But again, it would not be anywhere near what it is without your support, without your listens, without your presence, without your, some of you seeing me on the off and saying, yo, Christina is listening to your podcast, which leads me into a small caveat about, I went to my school reunion this year in October, and so here's to y'all for 2023 before I continue. Here's to fucking y'all. Thank you. Cheers to y'all, and I look forward to whatever next year has to bring, and y'all coming along with me. That's the truth. But no, when I went to my school reunion, I went to it, it was in October. Cheers, but nothing, it's just one of the bullets, man. One of the wounds start to hurt and bleed, they just know. But we can get into that. I can try not to jump too many stories. But when I went to my school reunion this year, I was just breezing, cooling, talking to you, man, and thing. You know what I mean? We was talking in a group, and somebody in the group was like, oh, by the way, I love the podcast. And it completely threw me for a loop because, well, I know, and again, with the Wrapped, it actually really showed me, which is, again, respect to y'all, with the Wrapped, it really showed me, like, listens and numbers and everything. And like I said, like I was about to say, well, I know that people listen to this podcast, it still be a significant reality check for me when people, you know, they real life, give me real-time feedback on my podcast and what's not. Especially because majority of the percentage of business as well is not necessarily in Barbados, which is okay. Like, I don't say that person. Like, that's cool. That's understandable. Majority of my listeners, the percentage is not necessarily highest in Barbados. So, it don't feel like, you know, people here really listen. So, anybody can really come out to you and say. So, with all that being said, I really want to shout out Gerard, man. Gerard Walcott. Sorry if it is weird calling your government tape and the people, oh, gosh, you call your full government, yes? But nah, because I was going to call you Wally too, right? But then I tell myself, like, I didn't know if that's the name you left at school. You know what I mean? People progress in life. People grow up past certain things, you know what I mean? So, I just want to show you what Gerard, that really meant a lot to me. Taking the time to tell me that and then having the discussion about the podcast. And then just, we've always, you know, had good discussion. Whenever we interact, it's always a good energy. So, I told you I was going to show you on the podcast. I know it's been 2 months, but that's okay right here. And the love is still the same, the appreciation is still the same. And again, I just want to say thank you. Honestly, I really want to say thank you for that, because it really meant a lot. So shout out to Gerard for that. So yeah, no, thank you guys again. And before I get into the really what the filler is, and again, tonight is going to be kind of rambly, so if you're really not about listening to that tonight, I'll tell you early that you don't really got to listen to this song. You'll be back at it again next year, which is really and truthfully next week. And y'all, if you've been listening for a long time, you know that I believe time is a concept, so really and truly it's just blended anyway. It doesn't really matter, but sometimes it's fucked, you know, fucking Gregorian, how do you pronounce it? Gregorian, is it Gregorian or Gregorian? Let's go with Gregorian. Jesus Christ. But now, is y'all for real? We can try to fucking research some shit before we come on this app for real. But no, I think it's Gregorian for real though, the Gregorian calendar. Sometimes I just fall away and be blissful to what we got going on to probably help my own cause personally, right? But no, next year for sure. I look forward to what next year has to bring for the podcast, and I'm excited to see what goes forward, right? So yeah, I think that's pretty much it for now. I hope, yeah, you guys are staying with me. The energy is going to be kind of up and down. I'm really going to try to probably carry up or keep it at least baseline, but now I'm really going the fuck through it. We laughing though, right? We ain't really snarping people podcast, but we laughing though, but no. So I try not, because we're also trying to find the balance between telling my business because it's still the journal, but still not telling all my business because it's still the internet. I don't want you to be ordered all the time. That was also a really deep snort, dog. Jeez, on bread, man. But anyway, it was even like a... Anyway. So, funny enough, for the past... Because the last episode we did was in October, right? And so here's the Alice doing an episode every 2 months. We was trying for one a month. We ain't got that motherfucker kickstart. But that was like work. I pray that I have the opportunity to get it right. And I know this is a caveat, but no, when I pray, I just, first of all, give thanks for the opportunity to get it right again. I see every single day as an opportunity to get whatever it is that you want to achieve or whatever it is that you want to be, or, you know what I mean? Just to get it right. The opportunity to get it right again. The chance to even fail again. I'm not saying you're going to get it right that day, but the mere fact that you have the opportunity to get it right today, as every day, as a brand new day for those that do. Jesus Christ, this gunshot wound. Okay, we can get into it. I promise we can get into it. Right, the mere fact that we get the opportunity to do it every day, this really stick to me. It's really good. What thanks for that, right? So, rightio. Sorry, the gunshot wound threw me off my spiel. But we were just talking about, we were finally sure to get into it. We really be fucking edging with these stories, you know, that's weird. But for the past 2 months, I was really trying, because last episode was in October, and I was really trying to fucking, find some fucking content there. Like, I used to be telling y'all, sometimes I just don't want to just come here and talk shit. And we were active. No, I know it's always talk shit regardless, but I know I genuinely wanted to have a purpose. The same way, a trip from Grace. Even when I was talking to Gerard, he was telling me that one of his one of the podcasts that really resonated with him was Mindy Drip, and that is actually one of my most, I think that is the most listened to episode. Don't quote me. I can look back at the raps again, and I didn't think I can post it before the year is over, but no. Jesus Christ, my train is all horrible tonight, boy. What is talking about? Right, I don't want to come here. Right, so I was actively working on having, purpose, topics, structure, and what's not, because I really didn't want to be just rambling like we did when we were working on having structure. But, it's the end of the year. I was saying we could think of it as, a day that, the final day of school, we don't do no work. Yeah, it's been breezing. We kick back. Split, you know what I mean? But, no, so for the past 2 months, aside from that, from when we did the last episode, I was genuinely, looking for content in my life, but I was not necessarily, I live a mundane life, but, I was living, every day was pretty much, pretty normal. I was having normal days. I wasn't having really any revelations. You were having these small things, and I was working on a topic. I still am working on it, though, that I was, thinking about it. Sometimes what I would do is, especially talk to Denzel, which is exactly what I did about the topic I was gonna do essentially tonight. For this episode was, I honestly wanted to do this ever since. That's always my real, but I brought it up to Denzel. Sometimes I just like to get his input on certain things, and his response to it was not necessarily what I was expecting, and it caused me to really think about the topic in itself more. I was just looking to see what my cat up to, right? My cat, y'all don't know, his name is Salem. Anyway, so when I brought the topic to Denzel, he kind of made me want to go back to the drawing board again with the topic and think about how I was gonna just present it and what angle I was gonna come from with the topic. So whilst doing all that, obviously time is passing, you're still living life, but nothing like super drastic was happening. Little did I know, nothing super drastic was happening in the moments to really say, okay, this is something that we can really say, okay, I feel like this is podcast content. I feel like this is something that I want to come and talk about. I feel like this is a revelation that changed my life. I feel like this is something that I'm working on that people can understand. This is something I just want to talk about. You know, nothing. I was just giving up, going to work, having a good work day, living my regular days, like, you know. So anyway, Wednesday. This Wednesday, you know. Today's the 31st. Because Monday was the 25th. So Tuesday was the 26th. And Wednesday was the 27th. This was the 27th of December. 7 a.m. Many cocks grow. Bright and early Wednesday morning. I had a real lighter, but I already misplaced the lighter. Oh, I found it. Boy, bright and early Wednesday morning. Boy, dog, boy. Boy, killers, boy, dog, boy, chiefs, boy. I just had a really heated argument with my parents. Right, and y'all know I'm really very honest when I come on here about my life and the reasons why I do the things that I do. I really they're leaning back, so I hope I don't sound too far from you guys, right? But no, so it just led to high words, and you know, it's very interesting. And it's, I told myself this is why it's very important to know yourself and to know your situation and what's not like. In talking to one or two people just about this situation, you know, like, what I went through on Wednesday is, like, normal for others. And one of the revelations I've also had this year is that I am a very judgmental person. So, because I was about to say, like, sorry, I was looking for the cat. I was about to say that, you know, like, that's normal to me. So, but I realized from before it would be coming from a very judgmental place, right? But now I'm just like, you know, everybody's different. Like, everybody's lives are different. And I can understand how that can be normal for people. And think of it as just that, like, just be objective and be like, okay, like, that's just normal for people. Like, that's okay, right? Everybody's trying to learn to become okay with everybody being different, because I've really come to realize that I get very frustrated and severely affected by the fact that people are not necessarily alike, but when they don't, you know, do things to me that make sense, right? But the world, it can't really, that I'm not the only person in the world, I'm not the be all I am, right? But anyway, so we just had a really heated argument. And one thing for sure, two things for certain, I can skate from both there. I can skate. Something I've spoken about before on this podcast is that it's not even just in terms of, like, the fact that is, like, my parents are moving out or whatever. Like, even in relationships and things, like, I don't stick out. And even, like, thinking about the situation. So, all right, let me summarize quick, right? So, I had a heated argument with my parents Wednesday morning, about 7 o'clock. I went 8:30, I had to pack in my car to you. Went 8:30, I fuck you know, I was packing my car to go. Say, nope, I gotta go. So I moved out. I'm staying with my little brother, Alex. And I know I'm jumping a lot, but stay with me. One thing I appreciate now, which is something that I had known would happen from before, but I appreciate now that we've reached it. Not that I mind or that I was, like, killing for it to come, but one thing I do appreciate is my little brothers being able to be big brothers to me. And it has started, like, I would say 1 or 2, maybe even 3 years ago, but, like, I really, really do appreciate that now they're in a space where They can be big brothers to me. Real thing. Real thing is very appreciative because I need them. I need them, buddy. And my dogs. Real thing. Not my dog. But, so I'm staying with Alex. And I appreciate that I have this space where I can do that. And, this is a lot. So, I didn't go to work on Wednesday. Didn't go to work on Thursday. Spoke to my boss about it. And, I really can try not to cry on this fucking podcast too, but so yeah, I was just dealing with that Wednesday, Thursday, right? So that was a lot. And bear in mind it's only Saturday, Sunday no, but and then when I went to work on Friday, because I was like, I've not been to work for the past 2 days, and it's not like you're going to work and tell everybody your business, so you gotta put your fucking self together, you know, pull out your bootstraps and get shit going. You still got press on, shit still gonna happen, you know what I mean? Bills still gotta pay. So Friday I went to work, finally, you know, it's Saturday or whatever. And like, well, eating, you know, just a whirlwind of I'll tell you how this story happened because it's very important to how it was affected. So like, I was at work, I was eating, right? Because I had some plans to do early in the morning, so I was eating some food. And some people in the department opposite me were having a conversation about a scene that happened here in Barbados regarding somebody who was allegedly robbed, kidnapped, and killed. So I had been hearing them speak about this scene, right? But I wasn't really tuned in because, you know, I was like, focused on my day, focused on what I got to do. And they usually discuss, like, hot topics in Barbados, right? So, and it was early morning, like, that's a norm. Them discussing a story that happened in Barbados at that time in the morning is a norm, right? So I kind of tuned that out. And then somebody came into my department and was speaking to somebody else. I was working in my department, right? And they came in. So it obviously is like a hot topic in Barbados. So people are talking about it. All right, somebody's passing. Oh, not that we're by Alex. No, we may go back. We don't have the barking dogs, which is a blessing. But remember when we lived in Black, when we were in Black Rock and we had the roosters? We bought with some roosters, but it shouldn't be that bad. And what else? Oh, just some loud cars. But I think that's the worst of it, right? And well, like I said, like, so that explains why y'all heard me telling Alex goodnight earlier. Because he was here. He can see, you know? Again, I really appreciate him so much. Alex, I love you, boy. But anyway, getting into this, so I talk, remember hearing me talk about 3 gunshots, right? So to me, Wednesday, Thursday was 2 gunshots, so because just dealing with that, you know, processing the shit with your family and processing, transitioning your whole life in a day, like moving out in a day is crazy. Like when I study, I tell myself, nah, Kristen, you're too fucking determined, dog. Like I tell myself, dog, I literally spent the entire day moving my shit, dog. I spent the entire fucking day moving my shit. It took me 3 trips packing up my Baleno to move my entire shit, dog. I got real fucking shit, dog. But anyway, but it just took me a lot. So, like, I was tired by the next day. And I told one or two people the scene. And I was saying, personally, like, I don't like living out of boxes. So, I'm the type of person. And I was thinking about it last time I moved. And I think it was on a long weekend or something. Because I had the time. I realized I had the time. But no, anytime I have to move, I realize I will make the time. I do not like living out of boxes. And I realize, like, so I'm one of those people that when I fly, like, when I'm flying and I travel and I go to, like, the hotel or whatever, I'm one of those people that unpack my suitcase the same night and make myself comfortable. I have to be comfortable. I don't like digging up in shit to be looking for shit. So I was like, you see this shit, like, golfing a work shirt, this one box, like underwear over here, and like, you ain't can't find your iron, a toothbrush over here, like I would drive me insane. Even if, like, I know I come home to deal with it the next day, I just can't do it. I just have to be comfortable to operate. So that's what made the Thursday dead. Like I can't go to boxes. So I spent the entire Wednesday moving. I literally got back at midnight, 1 o'clock, still had to eat, shower, and everything. So I was like, all right. And when I got here next day, I did have intentions to go to work. I was like, but I can't do this. So them is the first 2 bullets to me. Boom, boom. Bang, bang. Wednesday, Thursday, right? So Friday, no, bam. We're back at work, right? So I hear the scene in the office. Bam, bam. We're back in the office. We're eating and stuff. So when the persons came in my office not to discuss the hot topic, it was a bit more detailed, and they called, you know, some names I recognize. So, but it was still kind of vague, right? So I was like, what the fuck is this I hear, right? So I literally just dropped my fork and I ran. Honestly, it was a very brisk, that was a run, but my stride long and I know when I was chipping, but so it was more than a brisk walk, but it wasn't like a full-fledged 100-meter sprint, right? So I just dashed to the account, to the accounts department. I was really trying not to call, you know what I mean? Anyway, so I dashed to the apartment, though, to the department, and I was like, I went to one of the girls I know was talking about it, and I called the name of the person that I assumed they were talking about, right? I was like, y'all talking about this person? And she was like, well, we didn't see the name on the story. So, at this point, I'm, freaking out. I'm fully, full-fledged freaking the fuck out. Because I'm like, ain't no fucking way what I'm hearing is about this individual that I know, dog. This dear fucking friend of mine, dog. I was like, ain't no fucking way, dog. So, I was like, all right. So, at this point, I'm, shaking. My hands are shaking. I can't even operate my phone. Tears are running up in my eyes because I can't fucking believe what I'm hearing. So, I'm in the front now. I'm, trying to find it on, Barbados Today, on our national pages. I can't find this shit. So, I go back to the girl. At this point, I'm, practically crying. And I'm, I can't find the page. I need you to tell me, where did you see the story? So, she told me, the page that I was on. And I go, listen. So, I typed in the name of the page. And as soon as I typed in the name, when the profile came up, there was his picture was, there, right at the top. And I lost it. I completely fucking lost it. I laughed now. I told my friends, I fell to my fucking knees. You know that little dirt gif, dog? I know I can laugh now and the situation is not funny, but I just mean, I legit fell to the fucking floor when I saw that was my nigga, dog. That fucked me up. Because, he was missing for a couple of days and shit, dog. I couldn't, dog, people had to come outside and be I don't know. I tell people grief is really strange, and it's so interesting. I'm experiencing this now and get older, and it actually is not something that I look forward to. But I have always said, first of all, death is, I do not comprehend death, right? This is multiple layers. I do not comprehend death as a process, right? I generally can't comprehend death as a process, right? I understand what it is, but when I really sit and meditate, I can't comprehend death as a process. And even when I sit and think about the mere fact that I'm not going to be here forever, it's kind of freaked me out. When you really sit and realistically think about the fact that you're not going to be here forever, however that may go, I know a lot of us think, you know, that we're gonna have a, I myself pray for to go in my old age, a very peaceful death. And this was fucked me up about my friend. I know that he was having plans and and right, so that's why I'm still thinking about the reunion. Felt like the wound was bleeding because we saw each other at the reunion. We fucking went in my car after the reunion and smoked, dog, and vibe and kick a scene, and it was such a cool scene. And we were like, yo, we have to absolutely do this again, dog. We made plans to do that again, dog. Boy, that shaked my whole foundation because, right, as I was saying, so I've had family members that have passed, but you know, you have those family members with, well, you know them, you may not necessarily be close to them, so it wouldn't necessarily, it may not hit you as hard. It will hit you because it's death, yes, and you have known them, but I feel like this is somebody that I had really shared a connection with for a long time in the very integral parts of my life. We went to secondary school together in the same year. We were really good friends, and at first I was like, you know, I was studying it, so imagine I'm dealing with the fact I just had a big fucking blow with my parents. I've moved out of my house. I've literally transitioned my entire life in the space of 2 days. And now I'm hearing this news, and, so this is the third gunshot, and I was like, I can't fucking process this, dog. I had to leave work that day, too, but, My dog didn't deserve that, dog. My dog didn't deserve that. I just could hear him calling my name because he had a very distinct voice and a very distinct way of speaking. I still can't believe this. I still can't process it. This hasn't... Like, it hit me at work, but I don't know if I go on them. Like, I was telling my significant other that I just numb at this point. I was telling him that, like, when I catch myself, like, I was just sitting there, like staring. Like, staring. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. I feel like my brain, like, I was thinking about it. I feel like my brain shut down, you can't. Like, my brain just crashed out. My brain don't know how to operate no more. I don't even know how to begin to think about anything. I didn't expect my year to end like this. And today, I had a meltdown because, like, I was feeling like it's gotta be strong all the time. Or not, you know, you don't have to. I choose to be. I choose to be strong all the time. I don't mind being strong. But then it's like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, give me a break. Like, just give me a break. Like, God damn. Like, I said, just because it's strong don't mean that you gotta keep giving me bottles to prove that it's strong, bro. Rest in peace to my dog. Real fucking thing, though. Rest in peace to my dog. I can't believe he's gone. I really don't want to start crying again on this podcast. So I can just... We can just move far from that. But again, like, that's what I'm dealing with, though. Like, don't even begin to know what to do. Shout out to people in my life that are really there for me, though. I got a solid community around me. I do. Not a full tangent either, but if you remember the episode, A Trip from Grace. The episode before this, essentially. And we talked about the premise, you know, like holding certain boundaries, and sometimes you gotta take a trip from grace for the sake of, you know, for the sake of yourself or for the sake of what you wanna do, or, you know, just, or to teach, they let people know that they can't walk over you or whatever. And I just wanna say, and I hope I have mentioned it in that podcast, like, it's very important, and this is something I had knowledge for a very long time. So when I come here and speak and talk about the way I live my life and the choices that I make, I just want to, like, not necessarily make it clear, but, like, I have come to an understanding that at the end of the day, and Denzel and I speak about this all the time, each and every single action has an equal and opposite reaction. I know that's an actual quote, and I can't remember who thinks it. I know it's a physics quote, but I say that to say, like, when I speak these things and I talk about, you know, taking a trip from grace as well, I know that these things come with a consequence, or not necessarily even consequence in a bad way, but they just come from a reaction from your action. So I do acknowledge that having taken a trip from grace, which is what kind of incited the heated argument between my parents and I, you know, a consequence of that is, you know, and essentially, Salem. Come from there. Sorry. Yeah. But essentially... no, I haven't lost my train of thought. Let me get it back before I really do lose it, though. Oh, God, Christina, no. Catch it. Oh, no. What are we talking about? All right. Okay. I got it. Essentially, I was saying that, and I do acknowledge that taking a trip from grace in this moment, in this phase of my life, and this space right now with regards to my parents and what we may be going through, right? And again, it's love all the time. It's just different circumstances, which is, it is what it is. But, again, it still comes with a consequence, and right now that consequence is essentially at the expense of a certain dynamic with regard to the relationship with my parents, you know? And personally, I'm quite fucking okay with that. Right? At this point in my life, I right now, as much as I can think, like, I'm quite okay with that, right? I'm quite okay with that. But I just wanted to make that clear, you know, that at the end of the day, all the decisions we make have equal and opposite reactions, you know? So just be mindful of that as we go forward, right? Yeah. But again, I will say, this is so cute, not really doing a rap for true, but even taking it back now to the episode where we talked about minding the drip, for me, I kind of didn't really fully mind the emotion, but I did, and this kind of goes into how I want to talk about the topic for episode 37, so that's going to be pretty interesting. But sorry, I'm trying to say, let's see if my child is being a menace. But essentially, always making me lose my train of thought too. But no, with regards to me minding my drips, right? I gotta get about rosemary. I haven't had my rosemary for a while, and I do find out my train of my thoughts was getting by her, but I haven't had it for a while. I can't find it in supermarkets. The market's bare, but no, with regard, I don't feel like I really minded the emotional drip to a certain extent with regards to just my parents. You know, I feel like I should have said a lot of things that I ended up saying in a very harsh way to them. I felt like I should have said these things before, but a part of me felt like, you know, I just couldn't, because I felt like they wouldn't have understood. And we could talk about this, you know, people talk about parenting and parents, but for me it's not always, and I'm glad that I remember to say this, because I do feel like a lot of people, are those of you who may listen, do have kids, or your children yourselves, you know what I mean? So you will have a similar, not just a similar experience, but, right. The point is, not necessarily, for me, the hard part of growing up is not necessarily having to parent your parents. And maybe it's because I'm not, sorry, I hit the table there. Maybe it's because I'm not necessarily in the full space of, like, parenting, like if they're ill and they have to take care of them. But for me, one of the harder parts of growing up is just your parents understanding that, you know, you've had an experience, and while they have most definitely tried their best, and it's not that you are in any way ungrateful, at the end of the day, you've had your experience from their raising you. Right, and at the end of the day, their perspective of what they did to raise you and your perspective of being raised by them is sometimes two different perspectives. And I think that's when it gets blurry sometimes, when you just try to explain your perspective of being raised by them, sometimes especially from in a place of love. Right? But it's hard to hear. And I think in any situation, because in any situation, because this comes up between my significant other and I a lot, you know, just when when both of us, you know, sometimes my conversations may get hard or whatever, and you're just expressing how you may feel about a certain situation, like, nobody likes to hear bad things or, like, that they're making somebody feel bad or whatever, you know? Sorry, I have some itch in my throat. But this comes back to me just feeling like, and I keep reiterating this with regards to just my personal perspective on having kids, like, I don't think people understand that when you have a child, that you're raising an adult that's going to have their own experience, they're going to have their own life, they're going to have their own choices and everything. And for me, another thing that I was thinking is, like, when you have a kid, aside from the fact that you're raising a human being, a person, an individual, you are going to be a victim of a circumstance sometimes outside of your control, right? And this is in my opinion, again, not having kids, but this is just my thoughts on it. Like, you're going to be victims of circumstances out of your control, and your child is going to be victims of that circumstance as well, right? And there's nothing you could have really done to control that circumstance. Hence, therefore, there's nothing you can really have done more to control their experience. But when they bring that experience to you, and they bring that perspective to you, you know, it can just... Sometimes, and I know it's hard to step out of your ego, right? And hear these things, you know what I mean? Because it's like, especially when you feel that you, especially as a parent, I can't imagine what it's like to feel that like you sacrifice your whole life, or you sacrifice so much, and your child come to you and tells you that they're unhappy or whatever, or they feel a way about certain things. I can understand how that cuts you. And I just feel like, you know, and I hope, again, I'm speaking these things, and I hope to have this fortitude when I do have my own children. But I feel like their experience is warranted. So how can I bring up an example? Let's say, for instance, in my example, my mom had me really young, right? My mom had me about, I think, like 18, right? And then she met my dad later on, right? So, well, to clarify my stepdad, but I don't do that disrespect to him. He was in my life from the time I was 2 years old, and he's done a lot for me and my family, so I don't know anything. But just to show, you know, her situation. So my father, my sperm donor, the man who gave birth to me, you know, he was out of the picture. Then my stepdad came in, so that's her situation. I was alive during that. She was already doing her best to keep herself alive in that situation, do what she had to do. I still had an experience as a daughter being in that situation. And that's just a small example of just showing. So then, know you're going through life as still a person, because that's what I tell people, like, at some point in time, it'd be hard for children, like, when they grow up and see their parents as people and adults and not just their parents, like, that's be like a fuck up fourth wall barrier breaking bullshit. I'm telling you, that could really fuck with some people, and everybody don't make it through. Right, everybody don't make it through, because some of us don't have good people parents. Like, your parents, they might be like really fantastic parents, and like the shit, and like keeping you alive, and like bills and school, and like supporting you as a kid, and even society says you should support your kid. But then, like, when you get older, you really like mess them as people. They're like, I mean, they say they're not good people, it's like, not that they're like bad people here robbing and killing them, you know what I mean? But like, rest in peace, Michelle. But you just feel like there are people that, like, you might not be around. You might not choose to be around, you know, as the adult that you are. And that's be hard to deal with, especially living in the same house. Especially living in the same house. So for me, I think that's one of the main reasons why I moved to, because at the end of the day, like, while I may have my justifications for how I feel, they pay mortgage for that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, that's them hoes, like, when it's paid for that. So at any day, they still have those justifications to feel like there's them hoes. So for me, I just say, all right, that's fair. And so I can just do it to me the simplest solution that makes sense, which is move from in your house. You know, so when I say, again, not necessarily bad people, and not to strike your parents down and make them see, because, you know, everybody's had a hard life, you know what I mean? Everybody's at the end of the day trying to make it, parent or not. By the end of the day, like, your kids are still going to be victim of certain circumstances that you don't have control over, and their feelings are warranted in those, from those situations, right? And I feel like it's very important to just hear them out, you know what I mean? And I just tell my significant other this all the time, and I would speak about this, and I know this will really help in terms of what we will talk about in the next, your next episode, for real. But like, so when people bring a perspective to you, and as so I'm gonna try to talk about this in two ways. One time, when people bring a perspective to you, and that's when you're carrying a perspective to somebody, try to really, and words are very important, so try to really explain that this is just how you are feeling from the situation. This is your perspective on the situation, because a perspective could be wrong. But perspective doesn't have to be right or wrong. It's just necessarily what you're feeling on the situation. So when I speak to my significant other sometimes, and I tell him sometimes how I'm feeling about a situation, I really try to make it very clear that it's just how I'm feeling. This is what I'm feeling from the situation. This can be stemmed in a lot of things. This can be stemmed in unhealed projection. This could be stemmed in truth too. It could be stemmed in assumption. It could be stemmed in misunderstanding. It could be stemmed in a lot of things, right? Again, it could be stemmed in truth, so it could go somewhere. But the point is, like, I'm just bringing my perspective to you. I'm bringing my opinion to you. And that's one thing I really appreciate about my significant other, is that, like, he's really curated that space to make me feel like I could really come, like, bring anything to him, you know? So, and something else I was just saying either, and that's what I was saying, is very important with the ego. Like, I feel like one good thing that I like, which is very interesting, but One thing I do like about my relationship as well is that it really helps me, not helps me a bit, but it makes me kind of like analyze my ego and kind of step out of myself in a way sometimes and be like, okay, like, are you projecting? Where is this coming from? What is the source of this? But we're not going to get too much into that, but that's kind of just like an insight into what I kind of want to talk about in the next episode, just as it relates to like communication and like insinuation through just like unhealed projection that you may not even know you're doing, right? It's like you're unaware, is your subconscious. Denzel and I were talking again the other day, and enough love and respect to you, Denzel. I love you, dog. He's my dog, and we're going to be good. Because you know that, my dog, we move on. We was talking about, because I try not to lose the original thought. I was talking about Denzel. The original thought was Denzel and I talking about unhealed projection. I was talking about unhealed projection and having a perspective. Damn, I lost the original thought. But anyway, just going back to what I was saying with Denzel is, obviously I've moved out, so I went to hang with him the other day, just to smoke and see like just where we are. Cause one thing about Denzel and I, we can really hash out them emotions, but Denzel and I are very aware, you know, about what we feel. So we really talk it out, and really try to see where we're coming from. It's always very great, very insightful talking to Denzel. So I was just saying again, miss like, cause both of us are on Twitter like kind of heavily in a way, so like. I get miss like both of you sometimes if you see camp on Twitter. If you see foolishness on Twitter, dog, the first thing you do is bust one at the door to dog, you see this cunt? Real thing. So definitely get miss my dog. But I would say, I think the original thought was just talking about stepping out of your ego, and that's why I feel comfortable with my significant other. Basically just evaluate like, you know, where this is really coming from. Yeah, I don't want to go back too much, just know that the next episode is going to be just about that, communication and insinuation. I start talking, no, am I high? No, this is just to show y'all, like, where my brain is at with regards to just thoughts and processes, because I forgot what I was just going to talk about just now. And like, my brain is so shot, dog, my brain is so fucking shot. And I hear that when I listen back, I'm going to know exactly what the fuck it is that I was going to talk about. I was going to say, man, it's how long I still managed to sit down here and almost talk for a fucking hour. That's absolutely crazy. I really wish some of those thoughts were come back, man. Those were good fucking points that I had, man. A little vexed for true. But I good though, and the next episode can be good for true. But nah, this was a good fucking year, man. Oh yes, hey, one of them come back for true. I was telling my significant other that I don't think I and it goes back into just appreciating in the year. This move also has always happened to move under some very haphazard fucking situations. There is absolutely not once I have moved from one spot that I said, I want to move from here. I am going to gradually take my time and move from here. I had absolutely no intentions of leaving my house. I was very much comfortable, but I'm one person that's very, 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 very attuned to energies, almost to a traumatizing point where it's just being hypervigilant, and I'm self-aware of that, and I'm going to address that eventually. However, hold on, is my cat there? Oh, I was just watching it sit on. But just with regards to the move and everything, and I got the thought, I'm still okay. I still feel like it was a necessary move, you know what I mean? Denzel and I were talking about this, but the year served me well, and not necessarily just with regards to what happened with my parents, but just like it was, I don't know, I can't explain it more, man. It was just time. I do appreciate that happened. I'm still settling into it. I'm still very much confused, scared, anxious. I haven't answered any of my WhatsApp messages. I was gonna say I'm not going on Instagram, because I know dealing with that shit with my friend, I can't even begin to even think about that. Like, I don't know where to go. I just want, not necessarily sleep, but I just want fucking boy. I don't know. I don't even know what I want to do. But I'm trying a thing. I'm trying to go in waves. You know what I mean? I feel like it's coming and going in waves. I haven't been to the gym in a minute, but I'm trying not to let that freak me out and make me even more depressed. But no, this is the most sad I have been in a long time. The most numb I have been in a long time. I think I'm really hurt, but I don't know how to process it. And then before I can, it's like more shit is being piled on top of it, you know? That'll be okay, but for the first time in a long time, well, not for the first time, but for such a long time, I'm not okay. I'm really not okay, man. I can just do what I can, though. You know? Again, I got a strong support system. I'm literally just taking it a step at a time, like a day at a time. Like, that's the thing, not even a day. I can't do days right now. I can't even imagine making it through a day right now. Like, I literally just do anything one step at a fucking time. Like, I didn't know how this podcast was going to go tonight. I literally just said, nah, I got to do a podcast. Fuck it. Just turn it on and go, girl. Just go. And we went. 51 raw, so minutes of venting, God, blah. I could talk. I could fucking talk. I feel good, though. This is exactly what I needed. And I knew this. I knew this. I knew this. I needed this. Because it's like, I didn't want to vent. I didn't want to talk. I didn't know what I want to do. But one thing my podcast can do is let me know. It made me feel better. One thing, aside from my strong support system as well. Now my podcast can really make me feel better. But I feel good for true. I feel good for true. I really feel a little bit more centered. I really wanted to work on that. On feeling like I care about myself. And, you know, like I'm okay. I really had to do a lot of affirmations. So don't be afraid. Like, and it's shit like the boy. I've literally been telling me, like, Christian, like, I've literally, and my brother called it grounding yourself in reality, and that's literally it. Like, I was feeling so flighty, dog. I literally had to be telling myself shit. Like, and that scene, I told my brother, that at work, when I was at work, that the Friday when I heard the news about my friend, I was literally in the middle of trying to fucking ground myself because I realized, like, the slightest things were making me feel overwhelmed. Like, literally, I had three things to do. I had to message my significant other and let him know that I got to work. I had to pee, and I had to go warm me the food to eat, right? So, I literally started, I was like, all right, Christina, you got to pee. I was like, shit, you got a message and then I got where I was like, fuck, you got to hurt me food. And I literally started to freak out. Like, I literally started to, like, almost hyperventilate. Like, oh my gosh, like, there's something. Like, I started to freak out. And I was like, you see this here? I was like, Christina, this basic fucking shit, dog. I was like, dog, this is, like, the simplest of shit on the planet, dog. Like, this normal. I was like, Christina, like, you know, like, not downplaying or minimizing? Yeah. Not minimizing your feelings, but, like, I was like, nah, dog. I'm like, nah, I'm anxious as shit. So I had to be like, okay, you're at work. You're going to go pee now. And then, like, I had to get up and go and pee and come back and sit down. And then be like, okay, a message, no. And then a message. And then I would breathe. And then I would be like, all right. And then it was like, all right. And I remember looking at this tattoo on my hand. So when I have a tattoo on my hand and it's breathe with like the tree of life. And I remember when I got the tattoo, I had said that it just reminded me to remind me to breathe, right? And I remember like when I went to work, like probably next day or like the following week or somebody saw the tattoo and they were like, you gotta remind yourself to breathe. And they laughed at it and I kicked it off as a joke. Like again, I'm so naive. Like honestly, like People can't shit me up because they're generally naive as kind, dog. Like, you can't really chill too much shots at me, dog, because, like, I actually can probably just giggle it off or not even see it, dog. Like, I don't even be paying that shit no fucking mind. Right? But the point is, oh, gosh. What was I talking about? Oh, but the tattoo, right? The point is, when I studied the tattoo on my arm again the other day in the kitchen, I was like, no, like, I do have to remind myself to breathe and be present. And so it's not to remind yourself to breathe, but is to remind yourself to be present in breath. Through breath. Is to remind me to be present through breath. You know, and I did this the other day, I told them so this. You know how people they say, like, count from 1 to 10 in breaths? Right? People tell you if you're upset or whatever, count from 1 to 10. And I tried that, and sometimes 10 breaths do work, but one day I was really going through something, and I wanted to see how much breaths it would take me to truly come back and be present. And it was 52. 52 breaths. It took me 52 fucking breaths to come the fuck back. And I probably went to 100 still, but I noticed that around 52. I was really genuinely counting. I was noticing my body and, like, my nervous system's coming down as shit. 52 fucking breaths it took me. So, I can probably end off with that because I can go to bed now. I get kind of tired. I think I cold too because I shake a little bit. Also, now my nervous system is still very much shot. Sorry for all the moving around in this too, right? But I'm not okay, but I'm trying, right? We're just trying to be present. I'm taking it a thing at a time, so like right now I can get up and eat some kit and brush my teeth and get a small and go sleep. And that's what I got for you. I don't know how tomorrow I can go. I pray that again I have the opportunity to step closer to the person that I want to become, that, you know, I already am, but just a bit, you know, continue to mold that person into a version that I feel I want to, is my final version of myself that I want to achieve. And just press on, man. Just press on. Oh, I was going to say to one, and not to bring it back onto yourself, but hearing that news about my friend as well, is what did inspire me again to do the episode, because I was like, boy, anything could really happen to you at any time, boy. And I really try to keep my shit, you know? I know that's did it. So yeah, we really creep up. Really fucking creep up on us, boy. Listen, one thing, we're all. And this shit had passed in seconds, you know? So you know what this should show you? Like, and I did notice this, but this should show you that even in the smallest steps, you could do it. Even in the smallest steps, you could do it. Because in the smallest of seconds, this shit just went by seconds. This shit just went by seconds. And by second, we reached 57 minutes, you okay? Damn near an hour by second. So I could do it. I could do it. We could reach who we want to be and, you know, get through these things. And the smallest things count. The smallest steps count for real. So, not to be bombing or not, I would say pray for me, but I remember somebody telling me, be careful the people you ask to pray for you, because God don't answer everybody calls. So just hold me in your heart. Hold me in your heart. I was going to say, if you're bombing, you got something for me, but I remember Dad telling me any day it can, you like struggle to be vulnerable, dog. You know what I mean? Wear your heart, your sleep. Live this best life. Do you? Because any day, if anybody anything for you, dog, I shame. Nothing I come out here and speak about, I will not speak about again, like in front of somebody's face, in front of a podium, dog. I will repeat this complete 58 or so minutes in front of a podium, a stadium of people, chief. Same way, the God let me small, though. The God let me small, sorry. But nah, it's gonna be cool, man. Thank you guys for being y'all and for being here for truth, though. Real thing. Not to get mushy learning, and I got glow for truth, so like, I can't even get mushy. I got glow for truth. But nah, thank you guys for everything. I really appreciate the lot of you. I really look forward to next year for true. I don't know what it's going to bring. It's going to be, listen, it could be a whirlwind. Oh, hey, end of the Russell season. The main fucking trend is Russell plot twist, you can? A whole fucking plot twist at the end of the season, boy. But I even asked, no, I excited to see what the fuck can come next year, because this is crazy. Not with regards to my dog, though. No, I mean with regards to my parents. With regards to my dog. Not to somber it up like that, but nah, with regards to my dog, he's not definitely included with this darling heart table, man. I just meant, you know, with regards to my parents, but nah, rest in peace, Mr. Nichols. Rest in peace, Mr. Nichols. Transition in peace, my nigga. I gotta go, guys. See you next year. Happy New Year.